food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We have found very few packaged granola bars that meet our Kid Critics approved ingredient standards. Most of them are overloaded with sugar and have too much sodium, and the ingredients have been compromised. And they're expensive. Carolina, why is it so hard for food manufacturers to produce healthy granola bars?
Oh, I know. You're so right on that expensive part. Oh, goodness. I think that the number one issue, Ellen, is that they have to be shelf stable. And so to put fresh ingredients in something that's going to be packaged and put it on the shelf, and granola bars, you know, people have the expectation that they'll last like a month or even more. So for that to happen, they end up having to add a lot of artificial preservatives or increase the sugar content or increase the sodium content to act as preservatives. So, I mean, this is just an educated guess because, of course, I'm not a manufacturer, but I think that that would be why that they have such a hard time making one that's pure and healthy. They end up adding all those other things onto them.
So the good news is that they're not that hard to make. But first, if you're shopping for them, then maybe we should be looking for them in the refrigerated section. I don't even know if there are any there, but we can start looking for that. But, you know, every morning I create my own trail mix, and I have it every day. I have a half cup every day for breakfast, and then I always have backup if I need, get hungry, like when I'm traveling, I have it. And I just realized trail mix is really a granola bar that hasn't been, you know, I'm going to say, for lack of better words, glued together or have binders. Explain that, would you?
Yeah, you're right. Well, trail mix is a good granola bar without binders because I can't talk about the subject without pointing out the fact that granola bars have, that name has kind of captured a whole slew of products that aren't truly healthy granola bars. I mean, there are some in the grocery store that should be in the candy aisle. So I have to mention that there are some that all they have is puffed rice and some chocolate chips on them. That is not a granola bar by any means,
no.
People.
Yeah.
So let's just get that out of the way there before I get all passionate about it.
That's candy.
Yep. You're right. But you're right. A good granola bar, which I think is one that has lots of dried fruits and nuts, for example, and also some sort of chia or hemp seeds or flax seeds. The difference between them and a good trail mix is the binding agent is what makes them stick together so that they can be picked up and kind of eaten on the run. Like if you don't want to kind of scoop and go with your hand, which you do with trail mix, a granola bar, it's easier to pick up. It's kind of convenient for kids, I think. So that's why it got popular so quick.
Well, it's full of healthy things. Now, what are the key ingredients? I mean, a true granola bar, I'm prefaces that I'm not talking about, again, one that I don't put M&Ms in my granola trail mix, for instance. We're talking about some key ingredients that really make up a good granola bar. What would those be?
Yeah, so a good granola bar, this is what I would do. I would start off with dried fruits and nuts, okay? That's going to be your crunchy and your good stuff, and the fruits is going to be what adds a little bit of sweetness. And then your bulking agent is going to be your oats or your quinoa or your rice. Try to vary which one you're going to use. And then you're going to need some good sourced fats in there because after all, granola bars are eaten as a snack to hold you over to the next meal. So that means you need fat in there. And that's going to come from your chia seeds, hemp, or your hemp hearts, or your flax seeds. Those are the three more common ones that are used. But by all means, you can use other kinds of seeds as well, like sunflower seeds. And then you need a binding agent to make it stick and call it a granola bar, right? So for a binding agent, I like to use nut butters or sunflower butter, and then honey or maple syrup. You can also use as a binding agent. Now, I know people are going, but wait a minute, honey and maple syrup, isn't that sugar? Yeah, but that's much better than pure white cane sugar. And when you make it at home, you're not going to use a ton of it because you're not going to be putting that in a package and saving it for a month. Okay, the granola bars you're going to make at home are fresh. They're good for usually 3 to 4, maybe 7 days, depending on which one you're making, and you're going to keep it in your refrigerator.
Nice. So give us a recipe real quick.
Sure. Sunny granola bar. This is what I call school approved because so many schools have the no nut rule going on. So this one uses sun Once again, nut butter, sunflower seed butter. So it's just made out of sunflowers, no nuts there. And you get a banana, a peel and mash up the banana. So that's another really easy way to sweeten it without too much sugar and making it bind, right? And then this one uses oats, which is my favorite bulking agent. Oats, chia seeds, flax seeds, some dried fruits like dried raisins. And sure, if you want to get wild and make this as a crazy good one, you put some dark chocolate chips on there.
Ooh,
and you just,
nice.
Right? I know all of a sudden it's dessert. But that's it. That's pretty much it. And, you know, sometimes you have to melt the binding ingredients in a little pan and kind of pour over the dry ones and mash it really hard with your fork on parchment paper lined baking pan. And a lot of these don't even need to be baked. You just wait for them to cool off and you can put it in the fridge or cut it.
Oh, I like that. You don't even have to cook it. That means you get the full value of the nutrients from all the ingredients.
Yeah.
But you also can make them into balls for kids. Sometimes I find that making a bar can be a challenge. I just like to roll it in my hand and make it in little balls and they can pop them in their mouth. Isn't that easier?
Yeah, well, that's the fun of making them at home. Then you have full power and full control and creativity of what you're going to do with it. Granola recipes, by the way, is a great way to get your kid in the kitchen, okay? There's not a lot of sharp objects or cutting going around, so you don't have to worry too much about that with the littler ones. So great for them to help them learn how to measure and pour and mix, that kind of thing. There's one that I really love. It uses a cup of dates. But the dates, you have to rehydrate them with warm water if you're using the dried ones and put them in a food processor. That makes a very smooth puree. That becomes your binding agent. So you don't even have to use honey on this one. Okay, so just dates. And guess what? You just added a ton of fiber by using dates. So fantastic binding agent here. And then it uses almond butter from, once again, nut butter, cocoa powder, because we're talking chocolate, 100% cocoa powder, unsweetened. Make sure you get the best kind you can find in your store, because cocoa powder can have all sorts of other chemicals added to it. And then we roll them up. We kind of mix all that together, roll it up, and cover them in coconut flakes. So they're so beautiful, too. Like, if you put them on a plate, they really make a great piece, a centerpiece for a table. And they're fun for the kids to roll it around the coconut flakes. And they make a great after-school snack. So they kind of fit all bills here.
I remember when we had that, we taste tested that with the kid critics, and that was a huge success. And I was the one who did that one, and because I'm not good at baking, this was the one that was so easy for me to make, and then the kids just went wild over it, and they were good for them. And it's just a great way to fill your kids up for a breakfast treat, lunch box treat, snacks. So we hopefully have helped you understand that making granola bars is easy. It doesn't take much time.
Yeah, and let's tell them where they can find those recipes, because I'm sure they didn't write that down that quick. So you can find them all at kidkritics.org. There's a recipe tab on there. So make sure you click on the recipe tab and you look for chocolate almond bites. The other one is our sunny granola bar, and the other one is our almond granola bar. So all three of them are going to be in our recipe tab of our website.
Well, you know, you can also create your own. You can take those as base recipes and then just throw in little, you know, maybe you want to put in different nuts and seeds or pumpkin seeds instead of sunflower seeds, but you can get creative. The basis is right there and it's real super easy. Carolina, that's just awesome.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. That's the beauty of making these at home, is you can get crazy with ingredients or you can kind of clean out your fridge. I've done that too, where I look at my fridge and I have a little bit of everything left. So I just dump it all into a bowl, put my binding agent, roll it up, and there you go. After school snack is ready to go. So I hope we motivated you guys to go to your pantry and start creating your own granola bars. Go to kidcritics.org to look up those recipes. And for more from us, go to radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.